Hello, fellow fish jerks. It is 4:09 on a Monday afternoon. I have in my interview area Gareth Folks. Gareth, how are you doing today?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
I'm well. I want to thank you for taking time to talk with me today in regards to the interview for West Texas Jerkbaits. If you don't mind, we'll go ahead and get started real quick. Okay, if you wouldn't mind, for the record, what is your full name or preferred name? What do you prefer to be called, should I say, in your hometown?
My name's Gareth Folks, and I'm from San Angelo, Texas.
Excellent. Member of any local bass clubs?
I'm a member of the Permian Bass Club in Odessa, and every year I fish the Junior Bassmaster Circuit.
When you say every year, how many years is that now?
I started in 2007, I think, and that was the year I went to Nationals, and I guess this will be my third year this year.
Goodness. So when you go to Nationals, where is that usually done at?
It's held all over the country. When I went, it was in Syracuse, New York. The year before that, I think it was in Alabama, and this year it's in Kansas.
How well did you do with those?
I placed 10th.
Out of how many?
Well, there's 51 people in my age group.
Oh, my goodness. Next question going on. When we're talking about fishing, we're talking about specifically with jerkbaits, you're talking about local lakes and things of the sort. What would you consider to be your favorite local lake and why?
I like Lake Ivy. It's just a great lake. You can do just about anything there, like any technique you want to, and you can catch fish on it.
Okay. What would you consider to be your favorite techniques?
It really depends on what time of year it is. Like this year, well, right now, normally we're fishing deep, drop shotting or Carolina rigging, but this year's a little weird. We were throwing swim baits in 8 foot of water yesterday and killing them.
What would you consider to be your three favorite lures and why?
My first favorite lure is a hand-poured Senko that I have made from a guy in Wisconsin. It is just an awesome bait. It resembles just any kind of dead, dying stuff that's just floating through the water and will catch fish. My second favorite bait is a Spro Frog, the bronze eye color. They're just a lot of fun to use and catch fish on. And my third favorite bait would probably be a watermelon red fluke, just used as a soft jerk bait through grass beds and trees. And
keep in mind, I know that you're young to be this experienced and wizened, so you probably got some good advice. And you know, even for an older guy like myself, we have no problem with learning, even if it is from a young man. What would you consider to be some of the best advice you can get for some of our local fishermen?
For this time of year?
Sure.
Well, probably for this time of year, normally I'd say fish deep on rock beds or brush piles, drop shotting. But for this year, I'd fish up in the salt cedars, flipping or throwing a swim bait if you can find enough room to, or just way up in the salt cedars.
Okay. What about early spring?
Same, pretty same much thing? Because all the fish are spawning up in the shallow waters they can get, except for the bigger fish, which are 15 foot.
What is your opinion on the condition of local fishing? When I say local, I'm talking about the lakes in our surrounding area.
It's not very good right now, I don't think, but I hope it gets a lot better come springtime with the spawn and fish being more aggressive and wanting your bait.
Okay. Do you have any true favorite fishing stories?
I've got a couple. One, well, it's not really a story, it was an experience. But fishing with Gerald Swindle in New York, that was a blast. That was the best fishing trip I've ever had. He's the funniest guy in the world. He's awesome. He calls people Hammerhead. He called me G-Man, little G. My second favorite story, it's a bit embarrassing, but I was fishing on Hubbard. And it was early morning, about 7 o'clock in the middle of the summer. And I was jerking a chug bug over some grass beds that were a few feet under the water. And I decided that I just hold on to my rod with one hand and look around. So I switched hands with my rod and I gave it one more jerk. I had about a 5-pounder come up and attack my bait. So I freaked out and I set the hook with one hand and I dropped my rod in the water. So I jump in after my rod and I catch it. So I have my rod. I'm actually fighting the fish while I'm in the water trying to swim in 15 foot of water. And my grandpa's just sitting in the boat about 50 feet away laughing his head off. It didn't make me very happy. But the fish ended up getting hung up on a tree and I lost it. And I climbed back in the boat and stayed wet for the rest of the day.
Catch and release?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Personal heroes?
My personal hero is my grandpa. Because he takes me fishing just about everywhere I go. Because my dad's busy working. He's taught me everything I know about fishing.
That's awesome. What's your granddad's name?
Danny Fulks.
Danny Fulks. just in your experience, just from what you're sitting around here, who would you consider some of the three best local fishermen?
Well, I know Jim Brown is a pretty good fisherman. He is the director of the youth club for junior bass. And he goes fishing during the day while we're fishing. And I've seen him out on the lake a few times. Wendell is pretty good.
Wendell?
I'm not sure.
Ramsey?
Yeah, well, yeah, I think that's it. He qualified for the state tournament. I'm not sure how well he did yet. And then Austin Terry's pretty good. I mean, he's really beat me pretty bad at a few of our tournaments.
Austin Terry, is he
He's a senior this year at Central.
Okay. I think he might have been the other person you were talking about in that article that was done mm-hmm. back in August. All right, very cool. is there anything that you want to plug or talk about or anything else you can think of that in? You're talking about this new swim bait that you're using?
Oh, that Lake Fork swim bait? Well, it's one of the best swim baits I've ever used. It's the really small size, and we're using mostly white colors, or light colors. And we pair them with an Aaron Martin's scrounger. It's like a little jig head with a lip coming out of it, I guess. It gives the bait a ton of action. The fish can't resist it.
Sure, Aaron Martin would appreciate the plug, too. All right, we're going to wrap this thing up. I want to thank Gareth and his folks for letting Gareth participate in West Texas Jerkbaits. You know, hope to see you on the water. Thanks for your time, guys.